Deep into Wildlife Prairie Park, several vet students are working on Molly. Molly, who's heavily sedated, is one of two North American black bears at the park, and she's getting a head-to-paw inspection, including blood work, a dental exam, and a heart check. Mary Roberg is one of those students helping take samples, gently rolling Molly over, and taking readings.
Inspecting their paws and their limbs themselves, it's always way more impressive up close to see those features on a bear.
But the students don't stop at one animal. They've been working and living at Wildlife Prairie Park for nearly 2 weeks, treating cougars, birds, and otters.
One, two, three.
Dr. Matt Allender is supervising the U of I vet students during Molly's checkup. He says the on-location training with such a variety of animals is an unusual opportunity for students getting ready to go professional.
They're going to walk across the stage second weekend in May, and they're going to be doctors and going to be licensed and out practicing. So these guys are ready. These guys are here. And again, to get this at this point of their career in this intensive is pretty unusual and pretty unique. It's quite amazing.
The U of I Vet School has administered annual herd animal checkups for years. That includes the elk and bison at the park. Wildlife Prairie pays $10,000 for the students' housing and supplies during their two-week stay in the new program. Park Director Doug Dillo says the new partnership is worth the price because it yields valuable health information on the park's resident wildlife.
Now we have data. We will have a baseline that we can provide and that says, at this point in time, this is what the condition was, and then they can assess from there, and so it is a big support.
Dillo says the program is completely privately funded since a not-for-profit group took over state control of the park last year. He says the private revenue is reliable in a time that state parks are vulnerable to looming state budget cuts. This program is the first time that non-herd animals are getting annual health inspections as opposed to on an as-needed basis at Wildlife Prairie Park. Dr. Julia Whittington is an associate professor at the U of I Vet School. She says the main goal is to shift away from reactive medicine.
Every animal, including humans, need health assessments. And historically, veterinary medicine has focused on vaccination health. And vaccinations are absolutely important, but more important is preventative medicine. If we can get health assessments on these animals before they have a problem, then we're able to provide them with significant benefit for their entire life. We can make their lives healthier.
Whittington says one common concern for animals in captivity is that they don't burn off as many calories compared to living in the wild.
More hair on the back and feet.
Yeah.
As for Molly the bear, Dr. Allender says she's looking good, but a little overweight compared to her free-roaming relatives.
A normal North American black bear in the wild is probably about 120 pounds, female, and she's pushing 400.
Allender says when Molly wakes up, park staff will use the new data to plan out nutrition and long-term health planning.
Americanus or Ursus.
I'm Alex Rusciano.
I'm dancing in that right now.